Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. Well, I tell you, it's good to hear you all this morning. We're going to be studying Psalms 91, and I'm going to break it down verse by verse. I want to give thanks to P. Ruth Joyce, who did this and broke down Psalms 91 verse by verse and explained the whole Psalms to us. It's very interesting. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your word being portrayed today. Thank you for the reading of Psalms 91, and thank you for learning this wonderful psalm. For Christ's name we pray. I'd like to open, I love Psalms 1 before we get started. Psalms 1 has 41. Psalms 1. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You know, we look around today and we think that the people that are ungodly have all the blessings, the wealth, and all of this. But someday without Christ, we're going to have nothing. Nothing but pure torment. We need to pray for them. I'd like to read and open in Psalms 91. I'm going to read it in its entirety, and then we're going to break it down into segments. Thanks to Ruth Joyce and explain each one of these verses in Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Dear Father, for reading of Psalms 91, we are so grateful. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to study your word. You know, we're going to start breaking this down right now in Psalm 91. Psalms 91 is God's book of protection for his children. That's to say, born-again believers. To have his protection, the Bible tells that we must dwell in his house under the shadow of his wings. What does this mean? read his word daily, trust him, love him, know him. You come to know him by reading his word and living it. This psalm is very important to study and learn. Speaking of that, I want to share with you how Psalms 91 has protected me in certain situations. When I used to work at the warehouse, I went to the crib, the maintenance crib, to get something for my machine, and I was going. My boss was driving at a high rate of speed on a tow motor. Well, tow motors weigh about 10,000 pounds or greater. And as I came out of the maintenance crib with the tools to work on the machine, he had that pedal to the metal. I'd say he was probably running 15 to 20 miles an hour with a 10,000-pound tow motor coming right at me. And I saw him, and he saw him, and his eyes got real big, and mine did too. It came within 6 inches of taking out my legs. That's where God's heavenly angels protected me. After I read the book, I was praying Psalms 91 protection. Then, if they were working on my machine, they took one of the rollers off the conveyor belt, and the maintenance man told me, he said, I'll tell you what, he said, be careful, don't hop up, prepare the product, because there's a couple rollers gone. So lo and behold, me, I hopped up without thinking. My legs went in, down in through the rollers, into the concrete, and I fell flat really hard on the steel rollers on my side. Back then, I was like 63 years old, and I hit hard. My leg was hurting. I mean, I thought I didn't know what I'd done to myself. Well, I just laid hands on myself and asked God to heal me. And I stood back up and went to work. And after I hit really, really hard, the next morning I got up, I had one little teeny sore spot on my hip. I mean, theoretically, I should have probably been taken to the hospital for my hip. God protected me. That's how God does if you believe what his word says. You know, Psalms 91:1 talks about his dwelling place. His dwelling place. What is this? Have you ever been at home on a weekend sitting by a warm fire and looking outside at snowing, knowing that you're warm and safe? You're protected because you're dwelling. You're inside your house. You've got shelter from the storm. This is like God's dwelling place. God protects us. He wraps his arm around us in all different situations. Whether we believe it or not or feel it or not, he is always there. Psalms 91:2, my refuge, my fortress. Well, in Joel 3:10, it tells us the weak say, I am a mighty man. We find great men of God like David, Joshua, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, declaring their faith, who fought mighty battles and one even went into fiery furnaces and came out victorious. We learn to verbalize God's name and speak it out. He is our fortress. Psalms 91:3, delivering you from the snare, follower, pestilence. Well, this tells us how the devil traps us to trip us up. Like a trapper who puts steel traps to catch that animal who's unaware. Well, the devil does the same thing to us many times. He wants to trip us up. He wants us to fall as Christians. He doesn't want us to be effective in God's kingdom. He will do anything he can to make this happen. The Lord will deliver us from all of this. He is a great king. Psalms 91:4. He will cover you with his feathers. Take refuge under his wings. Well, picture yourself as a little baby in your mother eagle's nest and under her wings, giving you food and protection. Well, that's what the Lord does for us. He covers us. He is our shield and buckler. A mighty fortress is our God. He is faithful and can be trusted. Psalms 91:5, terror by night, arrow that flies by day. This shows God's protection both day and night. This can be like robbery, rape, murder, wars. God says, do not be afraid of these things. They will not approach you. The arrow that flies by day, this is wounds spiritually, physically, emotionally. The enemy sends the arrows at us where they can cause the most damage. That's how Satan is. He wants to destroy us. He hates us. Psalms 91:6. Pestilence and darkness, destruction noonday. This pestilence is pure evil. This could be terrorism, germ warfare. Well, God is bigger than all of these. In Mark 16, verse 17 and 18, it says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Psalms 91:6 lays waste at noonday. These are evils that man has no control over, like tornadoes, floods, hail, hurricanes, fires. These do not come from God. In Mark 4:39, Jesus rebuked the storm and it became calm. That's how powerful our name is, how powerful our Lord is in his name. Psalms 91:7, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. In Psalms 91:8, only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Well, this really shows us God's great protection for us. It also shows us God will repay all who do evil with their just reward. Psalms 91:9, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. And 91:10, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. This shows us how important we as Christians are to dwell in, with Jesus as much as we can. Psalms 91:11-12, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all their ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. Well, this tells us that the Lord has his angels watching over us to protect us and keep us safe. Psalm 91:13. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall tread underfoot. This shows us that Jesus has been given all authority, and he has given to us the power to speak boldly his name. When we speak the name of Jesus, demons will flee. Evil forces will just depart. Psalm 91:14-16. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. God speaks here to us personally from his secret place. We can show we love our Lord by keeping his commandments and reading his word. Psalms 91:14. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. Here it tells us, because we love and have shown our love for him, he will keep and protect us from evil. Psalms 91:15, he will call upon me and I will answer him. God will answer those who truly love him and call on his name. Every time I pray in line with God's word, he hears me. Psalms 91:15, I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him. We must know that God hears us in time of trouble. Cry out to him, and he will answer you and deliver you. Psalms 91:15 goes on to say, I will honor him. This is awesome that Almighty God will honor us. We all like to be honored, that's for sure. Psalms 91:16, long life I will satisfy him. Here God says he will satisfy us with long life, not prolonging. To be satisfied in life is a great gain. And let him behold my salvation. This means to see something, take hold of it. God wants us to take hold of his salvation. You know, that's the end, but I want to share with you right now before we close some of the miracles that happened during World War II and some of the other wars. Jimmy Stewart, the actor, was chief of staff 2nd Combat Wing, 2nd Division of the 8th Air Force. Jimmy Stewart flew B-17 bombers from 1944 to 1945. He always carried a copy of Psalms 91 with him, a gift from his dad. Jimmy said, "What a promise for an airman. He came back not harmed through all of his missions because he believed what God said in his word." During World War II, they said they needed volunteers to go out to the front lines to bring back the injured. Harold volunteered, made several trips under heavy enemy fire, saving many lives. Harold's Bronze Star, when he received it for bravery, what he said was this. Harold insisted that it wasn't bravery, since he knew nothing would happen to him because of the covenant promise God had given him in Psalms 91. When he came home without a scratch, it was obvious that angels had indeed bore him up. Another story I want to share with you is during World War II, as the U.S. was advancing towards an open field and the Germans were on the other side, right before the U.S. crossed over that field to get into battle with the Germans, people on that will be praying Psalms 91 and knew the power of God over them. All of a sudden, sheep started running out in the field, and they said, "What is this? Sheep running out in the field. What is this?" Well, God sent the sheep because there were landmines, and it started blowing the sheep up. And they knew that God had protected them, and they were able to get across the other side and go into battle. There's many, many other things that seeing bullets hitting the helmets and going in one side and out the other and never hurting people. A man running foxhole. He couldn't get into the foxhole, so he lay down on the ground, spread out, and the Japanese came down. And the plane, you know how they escaped the ground with the bullets, the machine guns, and bullets went all the way around his body with the shape of his body, but no bullet hit him. This is what God's protection through Psalms 91 does for us. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want grateful for your awesome word that you have allowed me to share through the scriptures, and thank you for Peggy Ruth Joyce blessing and giving us some explanation on this. We thank you, dear Jesus. And let me tell you, all you coffee shop members, that I pray Psalms 91 over my family, friends, over the coffee shop members every night before I go to bed. You're covered in prayer here. And prayer works. Amazing things have I seen in this Psalms 91. God bless you all from Stan N9RFO, and thank you all.